relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Okay. I've given you the opportunity. I will remind you that what I said was that for our viewers who have not been following all of the hours of this trial, to be clear about what you are speaking about. And I understand that
you seem very upset. I'm speaking about the House manager's failure to prove their case. That's what I'm telling
you.
They weren't able to prove their case.
Acquittal. You have won the acquittal of your client.
Yes,
and if you'd
I
like
did.
To continue to talk about this conversation, we can have that discussion.
I don't need
to. But for me to ask a question,
a slanted question that was set up
question.
To say it's okay for them to cheat. That was your question. Isn't it okay for
that.
Them to cheat?
I didn't
it's
say
just
that.
A little bit. You
no,
said, to be fair, it was only
fine.
A check
I
on the Twitter.
Not,
that's what you said. You got to live by your words. That's the problem. The media has to start living by the truth and not try to create a narrative.
Michael Van der Veen.
Yeah.
Thank you for
citizen.
Joining us. I do appreciate.
Yeah.
Okay.
As he takes his microphone off and throws it on the ground. Greetings, my friends. Greetings. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I have a very long list of things to talk. I usually have like five topics for 3 hours and then, you know, a dozen cuts and some guests. I've got about 20 things I need to talk to you about today. I guess that's what happens on the long weekend when the former president is acquitted for the second time. For the first time in history, but acquitted for the second time. Wow. What is it about people standing up to the media? Is it just me, or are we getting more and more frequent cuts of people standing up to the media, whether it's the governor of Florida, whether it was Michael Van der Veen on CBS talking to Lana Zak? When Lana Zak, who is ostensibly, I think, what, if you're the host of a show on CBS, does that make you a journalist? Well, I would hope it would make you a journalist, saying, well, they only forged a little bit of the evidence against the president. I mean, it was only a Twitter verification. What does it mean if you are actually putting something up in evidence that says the person is a verified account holder, a public person, when they're not? It means that somebody went in there as part of the House impeachment team and actually made a decision to forge not only the verification status, but the date of a tweet to make it relevant. What would happen in a court of law if an attorney, if a prosecutor tampered with the evidence. Would the media afterwards say, well, look, it's only a little bit of evidence they tampered with? Well, doesn't matter. The president is acquitted. We will be asking the question, what now? Let's wind the clock back 4.5 years. 4 years, exactly. And let's go back 8 years before then. Did they still have on the front pages of the legacy media the prior president a month after he left office? When Donald Trump came into office, were they talking about Obama? Were they talking about Bush a month after Obama came into office? It is striking. The man who walked out of the Oval Office got on Marine One on the morning of January the 20th, just a few weeks ago, is still driving the narrative. You heard the word there from Michael van der Veen. It's all about the narrative, and he's so right. I put it to you that the most powerful private citizen in America today is the 45th president of the United States. And just like Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first Star Wars movie, when he says to that Sith Lord Darth Vader, his former buddy and pupil, if you strike me down, I will be more powerful than you can ever imagine. It's happening, but not on some sound set in the UK, not in some movie screen in the 1970s, in real life in America. Did you see the footage from Florida? Did you see the... It looked like a rally. It looked like the president of the United States was on his way to a MAGA rally. I think he was coming back from the golf course. He was in a golfing shirt sitting in his SUV. And the crowds were waving the Trump flag. Trump 2024! Now, I know, I put my money on it, if I were a betting man, Donald Trump has not made a decision as to whether he will run. But it doesn't matter. The fact that as a private citizen, there are hundreds, maybe thousands of people waiting outside of his home to cheer him, to wave American flags, to wave campaign flags at him, means one thing. He is the most powerful political figure who's not a politician in America today. Maybe even the world, if you look at the fact that he received 74 million votes. Oh, by the way, if you missed it last week, we are still suspended on YouTube. Parler is back. Okay, we broke that news yesterday. Parler is back. It's very slow. I'm sure they're using a much smaller back room, back end for their data services, because they have to make sure they can't be switched off by Amazon again. The mobile app is not functioning properly, but Dan Bongino has got the main site back up. So if you're on a PC, if you're on a computer, Parler is back, and I'm sure they will be back at full speed as soon as possible. Well done, Dan, and all the people behind that First Amendment platform. But when it comes to us, because somebody went back trawling through our old podcasts, found somebody who questioned the dared to question the results of the last election, we've been given a second strike, 14 days not on YouTube. It's okay. We're fine with that. Because they're fascists. If you want to watch us, if you want to see our clips after the show, make a note. Whatever happens in 12 days' time, whether we get back on YouTube or not, is irrelevant. Number one, we have a backup service on the platform that believes in the First Amendment. It's Rumble. It's the video alternative to the fascistic YouTube Google overlords in Silicon Valley. Subscribe today. It is utterly free. And we post all the videos there. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Additionally, if you want to see, a lot of people texting me, where's the live stream? I just switch it on in the background and I listen while I'm working.
Well, we live stream, and we have since the beginning, since the inception, on our webpage. If you go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, you click on the upper right hand, and you can choose to watch the show in real time, live, every day, 3 to 6 Eastern. Or if you miss it, you click on the listen, and you can listen live. Or if you've missed the show, it cycles the whole day, 24 hours a day. You can listen to the show. Additionally, if you like podcasts, subscribe to the audio podcast. And the last one, which I always forget, mea culpa, we have an app. Look for my name, Seb Gorka, at the App Store. You'll see our show logo, America First. Download it. And all you have to do is press the little app button on your phone, and you will stream the audio every time we are up. And you can see the prior shows. So we don't give up. Just like Donald Trump, we don't back down. What is the future? What's he going to do? What is the latest about Governor Cuomo? He's in big, big trouble. What's happening to the losers of the Lincoln Project? You can't even donate to them. I guess $90 million was enough. They're in big, big trouble. Mitch McConnell has crossed the line. Comey, oh my gosh. We're going to talk to John Solomon about what James Comey has done. Eric Swalwell, Kamala Harris, so much more. Here on America First and the Salem Radio Network. Next, John Solomon, then Claudia Tenney, the newest congresswoman from New York, Lord Conrad Black, and Chris Buskirk. Don't touch that dial.
Deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
The very day in January 2017 that then FBI Director James Comey signed a FISA surveillance warrant application declaring content from Christopher Steele's dossier had been, quote, verified, he wrote to President Obama's outgoing intelligence community chief with a very different assessment, quote, "We are not able to sufficiently corroborate the reporting," as confirmed to James Clapper, which has just been declassified through an open records lawsuit. That opening sentence is from an article by justthenews.com bearing the name John Solomon. Is it true? We have Mr. Solomon on the line.
Hey, how are you, Seb? It is true. He really wrote this email.
Now, I have to ask you this. You are now not just an investigative journalist par excellence. You are the head of a corporation, a news agency called JustTheNews.com. If you signed a document as the head of that company, would you be liable for the contents of that document? I'm just curious.
Of course we would. And I think that that's what's so troubling here is that you've seen several members of the top echelons of the Justice Department and the FBI make proclamations covered by law and then escape when they turned out they were knowingly false. These are not things that were uncertain now. I mean, you take a look at, let's just take January 12th. Let's just take that day one more time. There are three things that happened on that day. Early in the day, the FBI gets a notification from the CIA that the claim in Christopher Steele's dossier about Michael Cohen, the Trump lawyer, going to Prague and meeting with Russian officials, that has been determined to be Russian disinformation. That's right. The first thing that happens on the day. The second thing is that James Comey then writes the boss of the intelligence community, Jim Clapper, and he says, we're not able to sufficiently corroborate the reporting in Steele's dossier. And the third thing, after those two things, which are, by the way, red flag, warning, flashing lights, you should stop and not do another FISA, he signed the FISA declaring that all the information in there, including stuff from the Steele dossier, had been verified when none of it had been verified. In fact, quite the opposite. Instead of it being verified, it was being undercut, eroded, contradicted, debunked, and still he went ahead and put his name to it. Any other person who did that on a court document would end up in prison.
Now, where I grew up in the UK, if there's something of this magnitude where an intelligence service or a law enforcement head falsifies or writes something that isn't true, if there's a disaster, if there's any kind of event that affects lots of people, there's a public inquiry and there are consequences. You, one after another, have uncovered these things, whether it's to do with the Hunter Biden laptop, whether it's to do with the Steele dossier. Are you seeing, do you have any hope, as the person who works on the sharp end of getting the truth out, that any of these will lead to some kind of resolution or consequences akin to a public inquiry?
Well, I can tell you, I even just today talked to someone who's been in contact with the John Durham investigation, a witness who believes that John Durham is building a serious criminal case and that he's at the final stages of it. There were delays because of COVID. There were delays because some subpoenas and court requests for documents were contested by Democrats or by former bureaucrats. But he got the sense in his interactions with John Durham that the investigation was red hot, that it is nearing a completion. And that those who have not yet been interviewed, so if you're one of the FBI brass and you haven't been interviewed yet, that you may be the ones in jeopardy. Now, going from that to getting indictments is a big leap. We got to wait and see if he can actually secure an indictment or get permission from the Biden Justice Department to do so. But those who are in contact with John Durham believe that he's made a big case and that we're soon to find out about in the next 6 to 8 weeks with the timetable that the person I talked to today said. So let's see. We've heard a lot about John Durham. We've seen his evidence of work. We haven't seen a report. We saw one indictment that a junior law school student could have made. So let's see. Let's see what happens in the next 6 to 8 weeks. But I get a sense that the end is drawing near and we'll know the answer soon.
Follow this man right now, Jay Solomon Reports, also the head of JustinNews.com. Bookmark them, JustinNews.com. Also follow their programming at Real America's Voice. John, let's skip to what I spent the open of the show on. In your 20-plus years in journalism, can you recall a former president who so drives legacy media coverage a month after he's left office?
Not at all. I mean, just what happened yesterday. He's coming back from golf, just a normal day, right. Joe Civilian again. And then people line up on the streets on President's Day saluting him on his way back to Mar-a-Lago. President Trump has an enormous following. And what it tells you is that anyone who would want to suggest at this moment that he's out of the game, out of the loop, gone, Republican Party can move on without him, doesn't understand the 70 million, the 80 million people that support him, doesn't understand the man himself, or the unfinished business that he has left on his notebook. And I think the next 2 to 3 months, you're going to see President Trump probably garner more headlines and more attention than the current president, Joe Biden. And that's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch.
It is, because it looks as if the legacy media doesn't have a Trump pinata to hit on, basically they don't get ratings, John.
Apparently not, or they can't find anything else to report on, which is a shame because there's so many things going on in the Biden administration that should be illuminated, right? They're preaching clean energy all the last 2 weeks. What happened in Texas? We watched wind turbines freeze and the power grid go down because of a badly implemented clean energy policy. There's so much they could be riding on, but they'd rather find something about Donald Trump instead.
What about the news that we're reading at the National Pulse and elsewhere that the Vice President, Kamala Harris, John, is making the official calls to heads of states such as Macron in France? Isn't that also unusual, without precedent?
It is. I haven't been able to confirm it myself yet, but if it is true, it would be extraordinarily unusual. Now, it is not unusual for a vice president to go to a funeral or sure. to attend something that the president can, but for making the first initial contact with world leaders, that is a very rare moment. And I wonder what signal it sends to our allies and to our the world leaders across the globe that either Joe Biden doesn't have the time to do it, doesn't care to do it, or doesn't have the capacity to do it. I don't know which it is, but we'll need to find that out if this is true.
Last 30 seconds with John Solomon. Do you think something has turned in the last 48 hours with regards to the governor of New York and now the voices that are even on the left that are speaking out against him in terms of his culpability for the deaths in his state?
It was always obvious he was culpable, but for months he was glorified and it was covered up. Now the media and the Democratic Party have realized they have a huge liability in Andrew Cuomo. I think you're going to see his star plummet to the ground and maybe even calls for impeachment.
Remember, this was the same Governor Cuomo that just a few months ago was feted as a potential presidential candidate for the Democrats. Oh, how fast things can change. Thank you, John. We're going to post the article right now. It's called Smoking Gun. Comey told Clapper FBI unable to sufficiently cooperate Steele, then signed the FISA warrant. Follow him at Jay Solomon Reports and also at justthenews.com. We are going to come back with your calls and then Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. The number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You can also text us at 703-869-1262. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Let everybody off the hook. Oh, these cowardly senators who couldn't face up to what the president did and what was at stake for our country are now going to have a chance to give a little slap on the wrist. We censure people for using stationery for the wrong purpose. We don't censure people for inciting insurrection.
I wonder if they censure people for ripping up the stationery a presidential speech was written on. That was Nancy after the acquittal for the second time of Donald Trump on Saturday. She was not happy. Oh, not in control of her anger. They're slamming the podium. Poor Nancy. And now they want to have a 9-11 style. Eric, just look out for me. I'm curious how much the 9-11 commission cost us. And let's see what she's trying to justify to invest. And by the way, if we're going to investigate the events of January the 6th, let's start with Nancy Pelosi and why she did nothing when the FBI were warning her that there's going to be a potential problem on January the 6th. So roll on, Nancy, and just like, do you know why they really caved on Saturday? I think I know. A certain guest of this show called Jason Miller posted a photograph of himself, just his torso, with his congressional badges, walking out of Congress with a big sheaf, big stack of paper visible. I mean, the guy staged it, but he's smart. With the list and on the top with a Sharpie pen underlined, here are our 301 witnesses we're going to call for the impeachment trial. Starting with witness number one, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, and then they say, we're going to hold the vote now, and he's acquitted. Full discovery. Bring it. Oh, and the Truth Commission. They want to have a Truth Commission as well. If we have a Truth Commission, sign me up. If you want to have a Truth Commission on white supremacy and racism in America, we'll begin with a very simple question. What was the KKK? And who created it? Let's begin there. Damages? Why not? Let's have the Democrat Party pay for all the damages that its armed wing, the Ku Klux Klan, caused against black Americans. too, can play in that game. Let's go to your calls before we have Congresswoman Claudia Tenney with us here on America First. The number is 833-334-6752. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Line 5, Sam.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
Good.
Question. Many Republicans have mentioned that when people are at their worst, that they need to pull themselves up by the bootstraps. Texas and other southern states are currently without power and engulfed with snow. Shouldn't Texas and these other states pull themselves up by their bootstraps and not take the socialist money from the government?
Yeah, pretty much. Why?
Well, why isn't Ted Cruz doing that? Why is he asking and demanding for money from the federal government?
Why don't you ask Ted Cruz?
I don't know. Shouldn't you be one of the people that should insist that states make sure they have what they need and not be begging money from
Sam,
the government?
Sam, I do that every day because I believe in the principle of subsidiarity. Do you know what that is? Can you even spell subsidiarity?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Apparently, you're a medical doctor. Right?
I never said I was, Sam. Don't be a sarcastic twit.
Doctor?
I'm a political science PhD. Do you know the difference?
Yeah.
Do you know, Sam? Do you know what?
In this country or in another country?
What difference does that make?
Where did you get your PhD? In this country or another?
Hang on, Sam. You call in to talk about the heating problems in Texas, and then you ask me where I get my PhD. Are you a racist? Do you hate immigrants, Sam? What is your problem?
I'm an immigrant myself.
Then what is your
problem?
Why are you asking me where I got my certificate for my political science degree in? What difference? Are you a racist, Sam? Are you a racist? Are you a nativist? Why are you acting in such a way?
That's the Republicans doing that.
Oh, really? So I'm the one who's bringing up where you're educated? You're the racist, Sam. Why are you a racist?
You're the one who's asking me these dumb questions. I'm asking you specifically.
Dude, dumb questions? Come in trying to catch me out on who should be responsible for Texas and the heating problems, and then you ask me about where I went to school. You're asking dumb racist questions, Sam. Who are you really? Who are you, Sam? Why are you such a racist? Sam, don't be a racist. It's a filthy, filthy thing to be such a racist. Goodbye, Sam. We don't talk to bigots. Goodbye. Gosh, disgusting. Unbelievable. But that is who the left is. That is who a Biden voter is. Wow. Where did you come from? What a nativist. Oh, I'm an immigrant. So you can be racist to other immigrants? Dear, oh dear. What are we doing now? Are we out of time? Okay, good. Thank you. All right. He needs some relief factor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. Check out the incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. You deserve to find out if you could be the next Alicia. Call 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com right now. Order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Don't we need more quizzes on America First? Here's one. What binds Dollar General, Kroger's, BJ's, Bed Bath & Beyond, the Shopping Channel, JCPenney and CVS? What is the connection? Every single one of those companies is boycotting the great Mike Lindell. Why? because he's a patriot, because he loves this country. You have stepped up to the plate more than, it is shocking, more than 80,000 of you, after my call to respond to the cancel culture of the left, have gone to support Mike by buying his products. If you haven't done so already, send a message to the intolerant left who want to destroy Mike Lindell today and order one of his more than 100 incredible U.S.-made products. Use my name and Mike is going to give you more than 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Send a message to the boycotting left. Now, let's go to, is it possible, second guest of the day already? That's insanity. So excited to have somebody who served in the 117th Congress or served in the 115th. And now she's back in the 117th. It was a nail-biter all the way to the end. New York Congressional District 22, Claudia Tenney. Congresswoman Tenney, welcome to America First.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Yes, I'm out of election process purgatory now. I'm finally a member again.
Finally, officially taken her oath of office. Very impressive background. Not only is she somebody who has familial connections to the U.S. Naval Academy, to the U.S. Marine Corps, a businesswoman, a former partner in a law firm, and now a congresswoman. I have to ask you, given where you come from, the great state of New York, this is the governor of that state talking about what happened there recently. Video cut, three play cuts.
No excuses. We should not have created the void. We should have done a better job in providing information. We should have done a better job of knocking down the disinformation. You'd never knock down all these conspiracy theories, the political conspiracy theories, because they generate 10 a day. But we should have done a better job of providing as much information as we could, as quickly as we could.
So conspiracy theories, that's why 14,000 seniors died in old people's homes in New York. Your reaction, Congresswoman Tenney?
Well, unfortunately, I worked with Governor Cuomo as a member of the state assembly, so this is just more of the same from Governor Cuomo. The biggest problem with Cuomo is that New York State media, the media in Albany, is just, they just are, it's all glowing praise. They just take his press releases and reprint them, and then they read them on the TV news. So he never gets any accountability of any kind. This is the first time he's ever had some kind of accountability, because there has actually been some national attention, and it's a tragedy of epic proportions. And you've got someone like Janice Dean and others out there who have a very large megaphone, and they can get on Fox News and go, and people can hear from them. But you know what's amazing is the governor is blaming everybody else, but he got caught. And that's the thing. You know, this secretary, admitted it. And by the way, there were other people on that call. A senator who actually represents, a Democratic senator in my district named Rachel May, she was on that call as well. And she was interviewed by Syracuse Radio, and she never mentioned the fact that they were talking about what was happening with the nursing homes, and that they froze giving the numbers out and they were covering up the numbers. The governor has been stonewalling, not just on nursing homes, but on freedom of information requests. He micromanages every department across the state, whether it's the, Environmental Protection or the Department of Energy Conservation, you name it. He has got some kind of finger in there to make sure that he's controlling and manipulating the message. So, for him to now say it's a conspiracy theory, it's just absurd. And you're going to see all kinds of people come out. It's going to be an avalanche of people saying, oh, look, we told you so. Here's another person and another press person that's been silenced by the governor or papered over, or he's gotten away with it. And I called for him to resign a long time ago. I called for him to resign when I was a member of the assembly. And even now, back in, I think it was April and May, I realized what was going on with the nursing homes and asked for an investigation. And I was concerned at that time about investigating him through the state, because he controls everything in the state as well, with basically one party rule in New York. So I thought that Attorney General Barr and the FBI, the DOJ and the Inspector General should go look at these numbers on nursing homes and find out, why would you put people who are COVID positive, who are coming from an acute care setting, where they can be segregated, where they can be protected with a higher level of care, and move them into a nursing home where the only kind of care you're going to get, it's convalescent care.
Yes.
And they don't have the room, they don't have the space, they can't maintain these people. And he's pointing fingers at everybody now. There's so many angles to this. I mean, it's incredible. And then it really personally offended me when he said, oh, it's the people who work in the nursing homes who walked in and affected them. Do you know how hard it is to get into a nursing home right now? I have friends and family members who cannot get into nursing homes to see their parents or their loved ones. They have to peek through a window. And so it's just incredible. The lockdown we've been through, the tragedy, the people in these nursing homes, it's terrible.
The latest from Governor Cuomo, as you said, Congresswoman Tenney, is to blame those who work at the old people's home, to blame the visitors. Next, I predict he will blame the victims who died themselves. Support her at ClaudiaForCongress.com. Follow her right now at Claudia Tenney, T-E-N-N-E-Y. She's the representative for the 22nd Congressional District of New York. There is a photograph at the top of your Twitter feed of some very handsome men in their naval dress blues. Could you stay with us for one more very short segment? Because I need to ask you about what happened to you when you were sworn in. Could you do that, Congresswoman?
Thank you so much.
All right. Stand by. We will be back with Congresswoman Claudia Tenney here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting to hundreds of stations across the nation, available wherever you get your podcasts, also streaming at our website, sebgorka.com. And, of course, you can watch our videos at our Rumble site. That's rumble.com/sebgorka. Utterly, completely free. rumble.com/sebgorka. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this 100% drug-free product that is providing daily liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. But also Reggie from Florida. Listen to Reggie. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Don't you deserve to find out if that could be you? I think you know the answer to that question. I think you've waited long enough. Go to relieffactor.com and order your 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Don't wait any longer. You deserve to find out if you could be the next success story. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
America First. Magnificent.
She stayed online. That's how great she is. That's how much she loves the millions of you listening to America First. She's Claudia Tenney, now the victorious congresswoman from New York's 22nd Congressional District. I have to ask, how many votes did you win by?
Well, not for sure, but I think it was 109 was the final number. We had a higher number, but, you know, that was the settled number.
109. God bless you for your perseverance. So exciting. Now, you said in the break you've read my book, one of my books, Defeating Jihad. You know that I have a great love for our military, spent many, many years teaching our officers and our NCOs, 2.5 years at Quantico at the crossroads of the Marine Corps. And there's a very handsome young Marine Corps officer at the top of your Twitter page. Why is he there?
Oh, well, my son, Trey, graduated from the Naval Academy in 2013. And commissioned as a Marine. He's now a captain in the Marine Corps, and he's always been supportive. I raised him as a single parent, and, you know, the most exciting day, one of the best 4 years of my life, is the Naval Academy. He won't tell you that, but they do a great job for parents, and just the honor of having him serve. And he was excited to come and offered to come down to support me when I got sworn into Congress last Thursday as the only member sworn in this crazy district that I was in a crazy race. And it was really nice of him to come. And I even said, you don't need to wear your uniform. You can, you know, whatever. He goes, no, I'll come in my blues. And so we got there and Nancy Pelosi would not let him in the gallery as my one family member allowed in. And there was never a discussion about COVID. You know, they're trying to throw it off. She's tried to blame, like Cuomo, she's trying to blame the sergeant at arms and everyone but herself when it was really her. You know, she did it because she can. And that's how mean spirited she is. You know, it's something that, you know, is really important for me and my son. I was there for him. He's there for me. We together helped my parents in their final years who lived across the street from us. I mean, there's just, it was just a really just a heartless thing for her to do. She's trying to blame COVID, but we kept hearing in the text messages back and forth from her staff, it's a security issue, a security issue. Tell me why an honorable Naval Academy graduate who did really well, by the way,
captain and is serving with the Marines. Captain in the Marine Corps is a security issue. We've got 60 seconds left. Follow this woman, support this woman, ClaudiaForCongress.com, @ClaudiaTenney on Twitter. 30 seconds left. So many of our callers, so many of my followers on social media said, that's it, we've lost, it's never coming back. Give them hope as to why the Republic can still be salvaged, Congresswoman.
Yeah, well, we've been fighting this fight for generations. It was Lincoln's enduring theme, can we save the Republic? And if we don't, and if we don't continue to fight back, the Democrats have proven they will abuse power and they will do whatever they can. And I think we need to fight. Now is not the time to lay down. Now, if anything, my close race shows is get out and vote and make sure that they don't destroy our election system through mail-in ballots or undermining the integrity of our vote without signatures, without voter ID. It's one thing I've learned, vote. Make sure we have voter ID. Fight for it across the state.
Listen to this woman, 109 votes. Every single one of you matters. God bless. Can't wait to have you in studio. That was Claudia Tenney.